Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. If you have something to share, we certainly appreciate hearing from our listeners out there in the area, so send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to make a vacation in Cherry County, Nebraska. Visit valentine.org is where you start. Find out more about the National Niobrara Scenic River or about the International Dark Skies designation out at Merritt Reservoir. And the one thing about it is the stars are open year-round. That's at visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy, fancy, full-color magazine type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace the rancher style. Once you see the content, check them out at tsln.com.
The dead horse, and this came in from Mavis Madison out of Rapid City. It's an old story, but a good example for voters when they continue to vote for the same old horse in either party. Doesn't matter. The tribal wisdom of the Lakota's great horse nation, passed on from generation to generation, says that when you discover that you are riding a dead horse, the best strategy is to dismount, okay?
Yes.
But not so with government. They insist that the more advanced strategies will be employed, such as buying a stronger whip, changing riders, appointing a committee to study the horse, arranging to visit other countries to see how other cultures ride dead horses, lowering the standard so that dead horses can be included, reclassifying the dead horse as living impaired, hiring outside contractors to ride the dead horse, harnessing several dead horses together to increase speed, providing additional funding and or training to increase dead horses' performance, doing a productivity study to see if lighter riders would improve the dead horses' performance, declaring that as the dead horse does not have to be fed, it is less costly, carries lower overhead, and therefore contributes substantially more to the bottom line of the economy than do the other horses, and rewriting the expected performance requirements for all horses. And, of course, promoting the dead horse to a supervisory position. Think about that when you go to the polls here in November, would you?
I'm not sure if they're laughing or groaning.
Probably a little of both.
Probably. You know, it's been fair time in a lot of locations and a lot of state fairs still coming up. I thought this was perfect. It's called Deep Thoughts About Pigs and Sheep. You want to do this with me?
Pigs and sheep, sure.
Pigs and sheep. Do you think sheep know when you're pulling the wool over their eyes?
No, I do not. Does the person who inventories sheep often fall asleep on the job?
I think they do. If a pig is sold to the pawn shop, is it then called a ham hock?
Okay. If we make sweaters out of sheep's hair, what do all the sheep use to make sweaters?
Good point. If you can't make a silk purse from a sow's ear, what can you make with it?
If you pushed a pig down a hill, would he be a sausage roll?
What do pigs say when they don't want to do something? Would it be, yeah, when humans fly?
What do sheep count when they can't go to sleep?
Good point. Why can't pigs look up into the sky?
Why do pigs have curly tails?
And why do we call them guinea pigs when they are neither from Guinea nor are they pigs?
I've often wondered that myself.
Yeah.
Why don't sheep shrink when it rains?
And why is it that only pigs and humans can get sunburned?
Why is it that the first thing that we try to do after killing a pig is to cure it?
Oh, we got to close on this one. Would a small pig be called a Hamlet? You can't take the man out of the auto business. I was walking through the door after a morning of appointments. I'd gone to the beauty salon to have my hair colored and then to the chiropractor when I heard my husband talking on the phone with my son. She's not in, he said. She's gone out for a paint job and a realignment.
Ooh.
Oh, when turned up high, the lights above the church choir loft emit a loud buzz. As the minister, I warned our organist, be sure to turn the lights down after the choir sings. They make a terrible racket.
Oh.
Keith Grogg sent that in.
Folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And we hope that you're going to keep listening to great radio stations like Moorcroft, Wyoming's KBFS, that is 1450 AM. Keep listening for the good stuff.